Good day to you all, and welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estratori, and I represent Financial Services Online, your trusted source for both personal and business insurance solutions. Thank you for joining us. Today, we will walk you through the key industry happenings across our great country. Beginning our roundup, we turn our gaze towards a recent fire damage dispute that has been sparking conversations in the industry. 4 days ago, a property owner saw his plea for an higher fire damage compensation turned down despite lamenting underinsurance. Initially, Hollard Insurance had declined his claim, citing non-disclosure. As debates raged, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, AFCA, deemed a settlement of just over $415,000 as fair. Disappointingly for the claimant, the AFCA also dismissed requests for additional legal fees due to insufficient evidence of cognitive impairment. This case urgently highlights the importance of accurately insuring your property, a critical message for all Australians. Swinging the spotlight to the professional trade, a cultural evolution is sweeping across our country. Our tradespeople, fondly known as tradies, are embracing a shift towards professionalism and safety, truly leaving their rough past behind. Their newfound focus on safety discipline has resulted in a healthier work environment, raising morale, and fostering productivity. Despite some traditional elements falling by the wayside, this positive transition is enhancing the reputation of Australia's trades industry. In our earthquake-centric news, two farmhouses recently had their damage claims dismissed, highlighting the significance of pre-existing structural issues. The properties, affected by a quake over 5 years ago, were located outside the prime damage zone. Each claim was rejected, following the Australian Financial Complaints Authority upholding the insurer Allianz's position, attributing the damage to long-standing instability, exemplifying the crucial need for scrutiny before filing such claims. Finally, let's end with Suncorp, who in a move demonstrating their strength and foresight has enhanced its reinsurance protection limit to $6.75 billion while maintaining expenditure. Their strategy confidently surpasses regulatory requirements impacting insurance premiums not just domestically, but also in our neighboring New Zealand. Commendably, Suncorp's new approach includes plans for additional covers and an increased natural hazard allowance. And with those insights, we draw our weekly roundup to a close. Join us next week for more on the latest in the insurance industry. For further information on insurance, do visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratori, and remember, navigation of financial waters need not be a daunting task, with Financial Services Online as your guide. Thank you, and see you next week.